subject to in our mind. We're amazed that we can adjust to anything that the world says is right. Because they have fished in the waters of our sentiments. And they brought us under the rule of sentimental attachment. So we are just sentimentally attached to something without rational real understanding of what it's all about. So we're closing this out now. And I want to close it out with something that one of the artists, very popular artist, guitar artist and singer, said in one of his songs. Can't think of his name right now. It's a pity the man died so young. This song goes like this. It says, "You fine thing, you make my heart strange thing." That's his name, Jimi Hendrix. See? Now, I don't know who gave him those words to that song, but I'm telling you, it's correct. The heart has a string. If you understand the symbolism we've been working with today, the heart has a spiritual principle that operates as a string. You can play on it and play music and bring the whole being under influence of that music. You can take the same string and put a weapon on it and fire up the person and kill him. Those are the possibilities. And many more, so we can understand that. Jacob was given knowledge from his mother. And he went looking for a wife. And they were spying for a wife. The question they asked of his relative in the land where he was going to get a wife was, "Is he well?" W-E-L-L. Is he well? Well, I'm going to leave that on your mind today. Is he well? I hope we're well. I know one thing, I ain't going to give up this religion of Abraham. And Abraham does well. Oh, yes. And we still got a well in Mecca, Zamzam. Well. Along comes somebody behind him, and they put dirt in the well that Abraham had made. Now, that wasn't right. Not to fill them up with dirt. We need well. We need water. We need to be well. But we don't want to be no muck. They used to call us muck mud. Some of you all been around maybe long enough to remember that. Called my father Elijah muck mud. Had us going around calling ourselves Wallace muck mud, Herbert muck mud, Lottie muck mud, F.O. muck mud, Emmanuel muck mud. I kept there with that little Jacobite boy, I'm going to turn him into a muck nut. That's a shame. Laughing at what he had done to us. Yeah, I have mixed your mind up so. You know, that is found in the earth that is precious, where is it taken from? A mine. A silver mine, a gold mine, salt mine, a coal mine. All the valuable part of the earth is called mine. And that miry clay and muck mud is cheaper, very cheaper. Well, I think that should do it for today. The next time we talk to you here in John Law, we're going to talk about getting back to the basis of life. How to establish ourselves culturally. And I want you to notice, we are in the process of building our own new, tailor-made, natural culture. Things haven't happened overnight for people. We are new people with new visions, independent grasp of the knowledge and religion. God has blessed us with that. And you shall see over a period of years and generations the growth of a new culture. Can that happen here in America? America says of itself that this is a multiracial, multicultural, a pluralistic society. That means that it accommodates the birth and growth of new cultures. Now, they have an old saying, I think they say it came from Shakespeare or Mark Twain or somewhere. East is east and west is west and never will Twain meet. Well, tell them that for the first time, the theory has been proven wrong. Because I am an American. And my religion is Islam. And this American and his religion have met. Don't look over here for no Arab. The Arab's in Arabia. And don't look to see a Negro. Black man, this is Belarian, baby. Belarian American. You just keep watching and you're going to see more branches and more blossoms and more dress until the culture is made complete. We got singers. Their songs keep growing. The meaning, the substance of their songs keep getting better and better. Pretty soon we're going to come out with recipes that's going to make the Nation of Islam diet look like Hugh Gibson. Dignitaries in the Waldorf Astoria. That's right. Inshallah, you're going to see cultural sciences rise up in America out of the American Muslim Mission. You're going to see a new people and a new life that's going to be rooted in American basic ideas of respect for the common person and freedom and democracy, but you're also going to see an Islam blossom. Al-Islam has never gone into a society or into a world to uproot all that it was. It has only gone there to complement what it was. And Al-Islam is here to complement the good that we have here as Americans. And you're going to see something rise over here, baby, that's going to really be wonderful. Why, you wouldn't believe it. The other day, a European American walked into our masjid in Oakland and greeted me and introduced himself. He said, "My name is Bilal." What? Bilal?
happy. Well, hell, it's all right. If we understand the way I use the law, I'm not talking about no Ethiopian. I'm talking about a certain attitude of heart. An innocence on the part of the man's heart that is Belial. But when it comes in contact with the right environment, it opens up to it. It says, yes, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. It's the sentimental side of man that wants to be right, that wants to be under God and not under slave masters and liars and corruptors. So I said to myself, this is beautiful. I said, well, now I'm going to tell people that when I say Belial, I'm not talking about an Ethiopian. I'm talking about the innocent state of man's heart. And one of these days, inshallah, we're going to be called Belialians. And we are going to be made up of Hispanics, African-Americans, European-Americans, Chinese. Everybody gonna come in here in America. But I'm a follower of Muhammad. And I say, as Prophet Muhammad said, peace be on him, there is no superiority of black over white, no superiority of white over black. The only superiority is in your ability to obey God. So I pray Allah keep us in this faith, lead us into more understanding, cause our minds to grow and grow, strong enough to face all the challenges in this environment. Rise the mind of the Muslims up in America to be the light on this side of the earth. It happened once, I believe it's happening again. So I thank you. May Allah grant us peace, good intentions, faith in Him, an ability to seek light where light is, read the Quran, study it daily, add a few lines to your memory from the Quran, weekly if you can, daily if you can, become more knowledgeable. Because that will mean growth for us. Don't just be excited over my talk today and go away and think that that's it until I see you again. Pick up your Quran and read it, and I guarantee you, if you begin to read more with the explanations you've got from me, you will gain much more from your reading. Peace be unto you. And may Allah grant us all good day, good week, good month, good year, good decade, and freedom from all this bullshit. As-salamu alaykum.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum. It certainly was a pleasure and also a treasure to have Imam Wahdeen Muhammad. And before you run out, don't be like the people who run out a baseball game in the last few seconds thinking the game is all over, and then you find out something happened at the end that changed and made a difference. Now, here at the masjid, there's food being sold upstairs on the third floor. Sister Yvonne Ali is open down the street to accommodate those of you who want to eat. For the other members from other masjids and sales, you should go upstairs on the second floor and donate your charity to keep the program going. And most important for the believers here and the visitors, go buy our charity buckets and leave something with us to help this program. And I have a few short announcements, and if you would just be a little bit more patient and allow us to dismiss properly as Muslims dismiss, and that is with a prayer. So please be patient, and after the announcements, we will have a short dismissal. If any